Neonicotinoids are among the world's most popular pesticides. Commonly used in agriculture or applied to gardens or lawns, they protect against bugs. But neonics, as they're nicknamed, have the potential to do a lot of harm. They've been linked to the deaths of bees, and traces of neonic pollutants have been found in more than half the rivers and streams in the United States. Now, for the first time, they've also been detected in drinking water. These findings have been made by a team from the US Geological Survey and the University of Iowa. Gregory Lefebvre is one of the authors.
These results do not indicate any violation of the system or anything like that. What we're trying to do is really bring these to light more so than say whether this is a safe level or not a safe level.
To find out more, I spoke to our correspondent, Matt McGrath.
There's been a lot of concern about neonicotinoid chemicals for a long time. They were introduced in the 1990s. They were seen to be safer for the environment than many of the previous ones. There's been a lot of concern about their impact on bees and other species. But scientists haven't really looked at their impact on humans or at their impact in the water sources. So what these researchers have done is they've looked at water samples that come from taps in Iowa in the United States. And they found that basically the water cleaning or filtering processes didn't remove all the chemicals. In fact, one of the processes didn't remove any of the chemicals, so there were quite reasonable concentrations of neonicotinoids in the water that people were drinking.
Do we know how they're getting there?
Yeah, we do. We know that the seeds that are used in farming in many parts of the United States are coated with neonicotinoids, so they grow up into the part of the system, but they're exposed to water and rain, and then they run off from the fields and run into the water streams and concentrate there. That's what normally happens. We've known about them in rivers and streams. We haven't known about them in drinking water up to now.
Do we know what risk they pose, if any?
Yeah, that's a very good question. One of the things with neonicotinoids is that the environmental protection authorities haven't classified it as a contaminant because it's relatively new. We haven't seen it in drinking water before, so there's no safe level, no unsafe level. The scientists say what they found are very small concentrations, but the concern would be that, like with bees, like with other things, that over a period of time the exposure, long-term exposure, could pose some questions.
And the same scientists that have identified this problem have also come up with a solution.
Yeah, that's very handy. They found that one particular type of water filtration system, which they call activated carbon, actually removes 90% of the chemicals in most cases. And they think that this is important information to know, because if water authorities are planning on putting in new filtration systems, they should be aware that this type of carbon is very effective against neonicotinoids, which are used widely around the world. They're the world's most used insecticide.
Our environment correspondent, Matt McGrath.